Hachette Audio presents Heist, written by James Patterson with Rhys Jones, read by Colin Mace.
Chapter 1. The thief's gloved fingers beat against the steering wheel, a rhythm as hectic as the young man's darting eyes. "You're doing it again," the woman beside him accused, rubbing at her face to drive home her irritation. The thief turned in his seat, his wild eyes quickly shifting to an angry focus. She wouldn't meet the stare, he knew. She never did, despite the fact that she was 5 years his senior and tried to order him about, as if she had the rank and privilege of family. "Doing what?" He smiled, his handsome face made ugly by resentment. The woman didn't answer. Instead, she rubbed again at her tired eyes. Her name was Charlotte Taylor, and anticipation had robbed her of any sleep the previous night. Instead, she had lain awake thinking of this day, thinking of how failure would condemn the man she loved. Charlotte tried again to hold the gaze of the man beside her, but she couldn't meet his eyes. She saw the past in them. And what did he see when he looked at her? That a once pretty girl was now cracked from stress and sorrow. That her shoulders stooped like a woman of 60, not 30. Charlotte did not want to feel that scrutiny, that obnoxious charity she had suffered from family and strangers for 9 years. "It's okay if you're scared," she baited the thief, knowing that aggression would be one way to distract her from her niggling thoughts. "Me? I'm excited," the younger man shot back. And he was. Today was the day. Today was the day when years of talking, months of planning and weeks of practice would pay off. Lives were going to change, and it would all start here. "I'm excited," the thief said again, but this time with a smile. His name was Alex Scowcroft, an unemployed 25-year-old from northwest England's impoverished coast. Today the thief was far from home, his white-panelled rental van parked up beneath a blue October sky on Hatton Garden, the street that was the heart of London's diamond trade. Charlotte was not excited. In truth, she was sick to her stomach. She had never broken the law, not in any meaningful way, anyway, and the thought of being caught and convicted turned her guts into knots. And yet, the thought of failure was infinitely worse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?